You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
Here's today's 1490 WLCX News Update. You can find it on demand at lacrosseeagle.com. I'm Jimmy Cuska.
You can vote in person absentee at City Hall today and Thursday from 8:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. and Saturday from 9 a.m. until noon. There are other locations open this week for absentee voting available at the City of La Crosse website. In-person absentee voting is also available next week. In addition to the statewide races, voters in the city will choose a new mayor, Branch 1 Circuit Court judge, and three school board members. To find your polling place and to see what's on your ballot, go to myvote.wi.gov. A ruling this week by a Wisconsin appeals court means that disabled voters can't receive absentee ballots by email. The decision means that disabled voters will not be able to receive ballots by email for the spring election on April 1st. Currently, only military and overseas voters can get ballots by email. The groups that brought the lawsuit to give disabled voters the ability to receive emailed absentee ballots said they will not appeal the decision. Republicans said voting electronically from home weakens election integrity. Senator Tammy Baldwin kicked off her hands-off Medicaid tour in La Crosse on Monday. Baldwin is using the tour to hear from people directly affected by potential federal budget cuts to Medicaid. During the stop, Baldwin highlighted the programs covered by Medicaid and disputed the federal government's claim that the proposed cuts to Medicaid are intended to eliminate fraud. Baldwin called that claim misinformation and said that Medicaid is helping families avoid additional medical debt. La Crosse Democrats held a membership drive on Monday, highlighted by guest speakers Jill Underly, who is running once again for state superintendent, and David Crowley, Milwaukee County executive. Recently announced congressional candidate Rebecca Cook also appeared. La Crosse mayoral candidate Shondell Washington Spivey was endorsed by the Democratic Party at the event as well. Washington Spivey faces La Crosse City Council President Chris Kahlo in the Tuesday, April 1st spring election. Another La Crosse school board candidate is dropping out of the race. Kevin Hunt announced last week that he is removing his name from consideration for school board and instead endorsed Molly Fuchs, Meredith Garcia, and Jeff Jackson. Hunt said he dropped out because he felt like he had been painted as a single-issue candidate that was critical of the district superintendent and operations. Last month, Sam Morris withdrew before the primary, saying he had been dealing with online harassment. Two city committees meet today. The Redevelopment Authority will consider adding a property as part of the River Point District. The La Crosse Center Board will receive several updates on its operations this evening as well, including a final 2024 report. The Board of Park Commissioners and Police and Fire Commission will meet Thursday. Meanwhile, Thursday's La Crosse County Board meeting has a light agenda. It will consider changes to three finance-related ordinances, among a handful of other items. Few details are available, but the Public Affairs Office at Fort McCoy said that a soldier died at the base on Friday. According to a release from the Department of Defense, the soldier was attending a planning conference at Fort McCoy. The soldier was a member of the U.S. Army Reserve. Per DOD policy, the name of the soldier won't be released for at least 24 hours until the soldier's family is notified. It's the first death at the base since a car crash last fall claimed the life of a 17-year-old boy. For the third time this year, a bullet was found in a Tomah School District bathroom. On Friday morning, a 7mm bullet was found in a Tomah Middle School bathroom. No guns were found after a search by police. The school was placed on hold for 90 minutes while police searched the building and interviewed anyone who had entered the bathroom Friday morning. Police said that there was no threat after their investigation. Bullets have previously been found at both the middle and high school in Tomah. The DPI is offering a tracker to see how federal spending cuts are affecting local school districts. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
The page provides real-time updates, critical information, and resources related to federal funding for public schools and libraries across Wisconsin. Available tools also include real-time updates on current funding cuts at the federal level and an interactive map to view data specific to your school district. Resources also include personalized flyers that highlight the effects of federal funding for each district.
You can see the tracker at dpi.wi.gov. Wisconsin hit a new high for jobs. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, or DWD, has announced a new record high, 3,053,300 total non-farm jobs in the state. That's according to January's preliminary estimates from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Construction sector jobs increased by 700. That's 3,900 above a year ago.
The state's unemployment rate rose to 3.2%, below the national average of 4%.
4%. The USDA has ended programs that serve fresh produce to food pantries and schools. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
The agency announced last week it was ending the local food purchase assistance and the local food for schools programs. That's part of cuts initiated by billionaire Elon Musk and President Trump. Over 280 farms and 250 food pantries in Wisconsin took part in the LFPA program in 2023 and 2024, with $4.2 million in food distributed to food pantries. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction got $3.4 million for the school fund program.
USDA officials said the programs were intended to only be pandemic relief. Gas prices dropped across Wisconsin this past week, but it might be an indicator of a slowing economy. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices fell 4.1 cents last week for an average of $2.86 today. This is 2.9 cents lower than a month ago and just over 45 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say this decline shouldn't necessarily be celebrated. This time of year, there's usually an increase in gas prices as we switch over to summer gasoline and people are driving more. Gas Buddy officials say this decline comes with strong warning signs. When the economy slows, gasoline demand drops.
Here in La Crosse, the average price for a gallon of gas has been running about 12 cents above the statewide average for the past month, currently sitting at just under $3 per gallon. There weren't any area teams that advanced to the state high school girls basketball championships this past weekend in Green Bay. Durand, Arkansas lost in the semifinals. In boys basketball, Aquinas and Cochran Fountain City made it to the state tournament this week in Madison, with Aquinas playing Thursday night and Cochran Fountain City playing Friday morning. The boys basketball state championships are being played at the Kohl Center in Madison this week. Title games are on Saturday. Today will feel like spring with highs above normal, topping out in the 60s in many places. Tomorrow, we get a blast of winter as rain, wind, and snow move in. Areas west and north of La Crosse will feel the brunt of it, with whiteout conditions and heavy snow possible from southeastern Minnesota into western and central Wisconsin. La Crosse is expected to be south of the main storm, but a winter storm watch is in effect for counties adjacent to La Crosse. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast.
You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now on your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. We'll have a look at your weather, sports, and entertainment news coming up next. For 1490 WLCX and LacrosseEagle.com, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
A setback for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks' backup center, Jericho Sims, will be out for at least a month. Sims had surgery yesterday in New York after suffering torn ligaments in his right thumb. It happened early Saturday night against the Pacers. Sims, after the game, his right hand all taped up.
It happened the first few seconds I was in. I got caught on another player when I was cutting him off. Physical is just boxing out. I mean, that's something that we usually are good at, but, you know, it's certain teams we tend to struggle with.
The Bucks open a five-game road trip tonight against Golden State. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Denver for their game Thursday afternoon against Montana. Marquette will face New Mexico in Cleveland on Friday night. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Padres 14-8 out in Arizona. Infielder Bryce Terang sitting out with a sore shoulder. For now, it looks like Joey Ortiz will start at shortstop on opening day. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conan O'Brien crushed it. It seems he was the host the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences longed for when it comes to hosting the Oscars. People have picked apart past hosts' performances, but reviews for Conan's emceeing skills were overwhelmingly positive. His reward? Conan will host the 98th annual Oscar Awards next March 15th. The talk show host was asked about coming back and said the only reason he's returning next year is so he can hear Adrian Brody finish his speech. He might have to extend that another year. You gotta love when someone makes a documentary about a controversy that hasn't even been decided yet, such is the case with the Blake Lively-Justin Baldoni legal battle. The documentary He Said, She Said, Blake Lively versus Justin Baldoni, is available to watch in the UK on 5 Channel, but those in the US who couldn't care less will have to wait until March 31st. First, when it will drop on Max and Discovery Plus. Despite some well-reviewed films, it was a pretty lackluster weekend at the box office. The weekend proved to be the lowest grossing theater totals of the year so far, with prognosticators surprised that a spring break weekend at the box office came in even lower than Super Bowl weekend by about $1 million. Novocaine led the way with a little more than $8 million at the gate. The film stars Jack Quaid as a man who does not feel pain while trying to rescue his kidnapped girlfriend. Last week's champ, Mickey 17, finished in second place with $7.5 million and $33 million for the two-week total. Steven Soderbergh's new spy thriller, Black Bag, finished with $7.5 million, but on about 1,100 less screens than Mickey 17. Rounding out the top five are Captain America, Brave New World, which pulled in over $5 million, and The Day the Earth Blew Up, the first Looney Tunes movie ever made for a theatrical release, with a disappointing just over $3 million. The late Gene Hackman did not mention his three children in his will, but they might still end up with some of his $80 million worth of assets. Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa, passed away in late February under mysterious circumstances. Late last week, it was disclosed that Arakawa passed away from the hantavirus a week before her Oscar-winning husband. Authorities say Hackman suffered from Alzheimer's disease and couldn't take care of himself after his wife died, and as a result, passed away a week later. In Betsy's will, it was stated that she left her estate to various charities. Hackman, however, named Betsy as the recipient of his assets, essentially leaving his three now middle-aged children out in the cold, or so it would seem. As it turns out, due to Betsy's death, Hackman has no secondary beneficiaries, so it looks like his kids will be the recipient of their father's $80 million fortune after all. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are tracking a storm system that will bring some rain tonight. Rain will change to snow tomorrow into tomorrow night. 2 to 3, maybe 4 inches of accumulation possible, and there will be some strong wind gusts from 30 to 40 miles per hour, creating blowing snow through tomorrow night. Today, though, partly cloudy with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.